Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. There's a grim new measurement for the severity of Philadelphia's opioid epidemic, a skyrocketing number of infections related to IV drug use. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
A new health department study shows some infection rates have more than tripled among drug users. Sepsis in that population, for instance, went up 253% between 2013 and 2018. Epidemiologist Isla Pizzicato says it's one of the less well-known consequences.
A lot of times we look at overdose death as the main outcome of the opioid crisis, but there is a lot of additional morbidity associated with the crisis, and that includes bacterial infections.
Pizzicato says the infections often put patients in the hospital, which would be a valuable opportunity to get them in treatment, but a large number leave against medical advice because they go into withdrawal.
We really encourage adequately treating withdrawal symptoms in the hospital so that people are more likely to stay
and finish treatment. A Philadelphia public school that was closed this week due to asbestos concerns will relocate beginning next week until further notice. Here's KYW's Antoinette Lee.
Clara Barton Elementary School students will relocate to Martin Luther King High School starting next Wednesday. Barton was closed this week after asbestos hazards were found during inspections. School officials say damaged insulation in the boiler room was also found. That area has to be closed off, which will affect heat in the building. Students are out of school on Monday for President's Day. Tuesday, they can pick up grab-and-go meals from Feltonville Intermediate School at East Wyoming Street. Officials say they will give out information about transportation services at a later time.
Two recently filed lawsuits against the Boy Scouts are being called innovative by a Philadelphia-based child abuse victim advocate. Men who claim they were sexually abused by scout leaders years ago brought the cases. More now from KYW's Mark Abrams.
Marcy Hamilton, founder of the Child USA organization and a lawyer specializing in abuse cases, says the location where the suits were filed against the Boy Scouts of America are testing boundaries.
There was a time when there was a headquarters in New Jersey. Of course, it was chartered in Washington, D.C., and they're arguing that must have been the locus of business in the United States, and therefore that's where you can sue them and they would be liable there.
Hamilton says both New Jersey and the District of Columbia recently opened a window in their statute of limitations for survivors to file actions against employers or those who supervised accused abusers. She says the strategy, however, might be tested if, as published reports suggest, the National BSA may be preparing to file for bankruptcy.
It's possible that there could then be a stay on all other litigation across the country if the federal bankruptcy judge says yes. You can try to resolve all your claims at once across the United States.
The very future of the Boy Scouts organization could hang in the balance. In one of Camden's poorest neighborhoods, a nonprofit group is focused on teaching young people about the environment through gardening. KYW's Kim Glovis reports the group is gearing up for its growing season and its homegrown enterprise.
The Center for Environmental Transformation sits on Ferry Avenue in Waterfront South, half a block from the site of its summer farmers market. CFET program director John Compton explains how tomatoes are the starting point for many young people to learn a business plan.
Kapow Hot Sauce is a component of the youth program to develop entrepreneurial skills, where we talk about how do we set up and run a business.
Brittany Nestel Morgan, youth wellness coordinator, says about a dozen youth are paid every summer to help grow the crop and mix the Kapow hot sauce.
They plant the seedlings in the spring, they grow the hot peppers all summer, we harvest them, we process them in a commercial kitchen. They're involved in coming up with the recipe for it.
But it's more than that. This is a food desert, and the vegetables they grow are sold at a farmer's market to neighbors.
There's more information on our website. The heart exhibit at the Franklin Institute has been updated, and it was ready just in time for Valentine's Day. On that beat, KYW's John McDevitt.
The giant walk-through heart at the Franklin Institute has been a favorite for visitors since it was put into place in 1954. It just got a complete, more anatomically correct paint job, both inside and out, and the man-made heartbeat has been replaced with a recording of a heart from a real patient. 5-year-old Fiona Smith of Haverton is fascinated with what makes the body work, and she knows a thing or two about the heart.
And it moves the blood to other places in their body.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The red blood turns into blue blood, and then it turns into red blood again. The oxygen does that.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say Play KYW News Radio.